I skipped one. Sorry. The next one after this is going to be on the new record. This one's on another record. City of Sin. Sorry to completely confuse you guys. Ready? Yes. Let's do it.
We live in our own world at the Christmas tree shop. Picking out ribbons and bows, beautiful colors to light up our lives. City of Sin, the candles are burning under the dim. Is yearning. He'll make his appearance at a Christmas tree shop. City of Sin, the candles are burning under the dim. Is yearning. Retail clerk is posing at her.
WMFO for having us, and Joel and Phil, you guys are awesome. What we got is this song. I'm just gonna let you keep clicking, Chuck.
Again, what we got is a lie. situation is not as it seems. Don't mistake me for what you need. Determination is no guarantee. Again, what we got is a lie. Reservation has moved on. We return to where we're from.
That was a lot of fuzz on that song. Cool. I like that. Here's another song off our new record. We got about four more songs for you. Thank you for listening, if you are listening. Maybe you're not. Maybe you were, but now you're not.
Sad.
Oh, there's the capo. The song requires a capo. Maybe I should tune too. Can somebody else speak while I tune? I just want to make sure I'm in tune. Uh-oh.
There's only one mic.
Oh, I have the mic. Okay. Well. Yeah, that's a little... That's that.
You can do a little plug for Old School Game Show?
Yeah, sure.
Ken. Ken's grabbing the mic. Go, Ken.
Unwrap. So our rhythm section, Chuck and Jay, will be performing Saturday night at the Wilbur as part of Old School Game Show. It's a very cool, very exciting opportunity for them. 10 p.m. Tickets are available. So look them up on Facebook or wherever else.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great time.
It's gonna be a great time.
Hilarity will ensue.
What is Old School Game Show? The hell is, what the heck?
Well, they play in tune.
Is that? They play in tune.
Jay?
We do play in tune.
Yeah.
I'm just asking somebody.
It's a
variety show.
You say it and I'll repeat
show
it.
Mixed with actual game show.
Yeah, it's a variety show mixed with actual game show.
Vintage '70s and '80s. Burlesque, comedy, rock and roll.
Did you say burlesque and
burlesque.
Rock and roll mixed?
There's a little of everything for everybody.
All right, let's
just
do that.
Fantastic host Mike.
I just want to go there. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Ken, your voice sounds really sweet on the microphone. It seems so fuzzy. I want to turn it down.
It's like the fuzz of the fuzz. Come on, fuzz.
I don't know if there's any musicians out there listening. Probably not. They probably turned us off long ago. But if there is, you guys know. Fuzz boxes have a mind of their own sometimes.
the floor. Sickness got me. Thank you.
I'm not gonna date myself. Well, that sounded weird to say, but these songs I wrote quite a long time ago. That last one was one of the first songs I ever wrote. It still hangs in there, for whatever reason. This song's about nature.
You made, oh Lord.
it's through, you can send one to me. Just find something better than we had before. Find something better. Don't hold back, live life to the fullest. Make everything count. Don't hold grudges. Find something better than we had before. Find something better. Something more.
Cool, thank you. That's us. Thank you, audience. Back to you, Joel and Phil.
Thank you. Thank you to Peter Brazella and the Academy. They'll be in here to talk in a little bit, but in the meantime, there's this.
Catching prey. this bad. And all the girls you denied, done with their lives. While you said, wonder why. Die
just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Living with you is like living alone. I stare at the wall, I hang by the phone. Living with you is like living alone.
Down to the bone. Living with you is like living alone.
the Town with Mikey D, 91.5. That was Jenny D and the Delinquents with Living Alone. Highway of Ghosts give you Alone. And Pale Hands give you Shapeshifters. Yeah. All right. It was about time you got in here, Peter.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Get on that mic.
Get on that mic, says Chuck, away from the mic.
Well, I'm not the main guy being interviewed.
Hey, Phil, good to see you. Thanks
Hello.
For having us on the
Thanks
show.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
hey, Phil.
Seriously.
Get on the mic, Chuck.
Jeez, I don't want this thing touching my face.
First time you ever said that.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Yeah, that.
Hey-o!
Yeah, no. Don't do that. All right, so who had a birthday today? Who has a birthday today?
Oh, that was me. Bass player.
Jason Raffi on bass.
Yes, the one without a mic, who actually stepped up to the mic.
See, I know how to do these things. I'm learned.
Well, unfortunately, I think Chuck's mic is a little off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hey, now. Testing. There I am.
Yeah. I don't know about right. that. But anyhow.
Oh, man.
So, hey. New record. We've been waiting a while. What happened?
Sometimes it takes a little while to sort of get the organization around it happening. And I'm a family man now, so I got family that I have to tend to, and that is a priority.
Mm-hmm.
So between that and just, you know, having time to write the songs, rehearse the songs, get the band in the studio, book the studio time, spend the money, have the money to record that. You know, it's all out. It's all, everything's out. So, but when I say out, I mean money-wise. It doesn't really come back in music in my world. But that said, we went into 1867 recording studio about a year ago this time. So the last winter.
Oh, really?
Winter.
About a year ago now.
Do you know the studio, Phil? 1867 in Chelsea?
I am familiar.
Former Masonic Temple.
Quite a place.
Yeah, that makes it extra cool.
Totally. Yeah, there's something up with your mic, Chuck.
Oh, damn.
And we had James Bridges doing the engineering for us, who's a really talented fellow.
Right,
so I
want
to give him a shout out.
Yeah, anyone you want to plug in regards to that?
Well, yeah, so James really came through for us. He was recommended to us through Raffi Sofer at Q Division.
Okay.
Q Division was doing some remodeling this past year. So,
oh, yeah.
And I did my,
they,
yeah.
Which studio did they convert? What was it, Studio B that they...
B's gone, yeah.
B is gone?
But now, well, no. Now it's
Moon Tower.
It's now Moon Tower?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Moon Tower is gone. And Moon Tower is Studio B.
Wait, but the old B is gone.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's We're both right.
Yeah.
What?
That's awesome.
Arm wrestle. Anyhow.
No, so...
We mixed a bunch of it over there, though.
Yes, the whole record was mixed in Studio A.
Studio A.
Which is really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing experience.
So now that it's finally out, what are the plans? I know you have a show in about 4 weeks' time.
Yes.
And I just found out about Aloud leaving for LA.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be sad.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Chuck is sad.
Yeah. I'm
He's playing drums with them.
Have I not taken yet?
Yeah.
Well, I could go, but well, I'm not,
you're losing one of your bands.
I'm not about to pack up and head out west. Mm. At least not yet. But the plan is that I will remain the drummer. So anything important, big gigs, recording, I'll work with them. But they're gonna have to pick up a local guy for shows out there. So what can I do? That's how it goes.
3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you? Well, I mean, you only have three other bands to
that's it.
To occupy your time.
Yeah,
it is three, right?
It is three. It's, well, currently, if you count Old School Game Show, it's four. So,
yeah, and Old School Game Show is doing a thing at the Wilbur.
We are, yes.
Yes.
I guess, Peter, do you mind? I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder.
You're plugging your stuff over.
Old School Game Show is sort of it's for Jason
mind?
And I.
I don't mind at all.
So Jay and I are in the house band for the game show. And for anybody who doesn't know what it is, really, if you were to throw in classic vintage television game shows from the late 60s through the early 80s.
Right.
With like 70s variety shows, throw in some rock and roll burlesque comedy, a lot of skit comedy, and you would have Old School Game Show. And that's exactly what it is. And we're going to hit the Wilbur for our first time.
Nice.
On, yeah.
That was Ken applauding.
Saturday night. So tickets are available. It's a great time. I'm sure anyone who's listening right now has at least heard of it. So this is the one to go to.
At this point, I think if it's going to the Wilbur, yeah. I would think so.
This is the one to go to, kids.
Really, I got my tickets.
Really yeah. cool. Yeah.
any other outside projects anyone wants to plug? That was just a tangent that went.
Well,
you know,
it's okay. Half the band's in the
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
There's another Steely Dan thing.
Oh, that's the fifth thing I'm in.
So, two shows coming up at the end of March.
Yeah.
March 25th at Thunder Road and the 31st at Lily Pad.
Yeah.
It's the Cult of Point Break Society's grand return.
Oh. Okay.
So, these are all going to be charity shows, too.
Charity shows.
ACLU.
Cast of Thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a charity that needs money. We should all donate to them.
Hey, I played a block from a compilation benefiting the ACLU.
All right.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're all involved.
I happen to be on it myself.
New,
cool. So
we have a new Facebook page that went up yesterday with all the details. Cult of Point Break.
So that's society. Like almost the entire band. Peter, you could play percussion or something and we could get the whole band.
Love it. Tam.
Yeah, there you go.
Some Tam.
Trombone.
Tam.
I don't know.
They need a triangle player real bad,
there
man.
There you go.
I think I can maybe handle that. Just turn me down in the mix.
Oh, are you afraid you can't pull off triangle?
I don't think I've ever played it. Which I think.
How are you in marimba?
Oh, that's like a big piano with mallets.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like a wooden xylophone.
Yeah. Right.
Aren't xylophones usually wood anyway?
Yeah, those are metal.
That's actually a really difficult instrument to play.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That proves how much I know about instruments.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Well,
yes.
I'm just really glad that my mic is picking up your voice so well.
Really? This is not working.
No, it's...
Yeah, it's working.
It's not working that well. The beauty of freeform radio right here.
Absolutely.
Nobody's paying any bills.
Everybody's turned it off by now.
Don't say that.
Did I say that on
Shut
the radio?
Shut up, Ted. Shut up. Nah, so when'd you put out the record?
It came out this past fall, 2016. So
was it like September, October, or something like that?
Yeah, it kind of like eased out. We released it on Bandcamp in September, and then we did like a official CD release show at the Midway in November.
Ah, and, nice.
That was fun. We had the Rationales on the bill, incredible local band.
We love the Rationales here.
Yeah, those guys are so good. And then Sinnet was playing
Sinnet,
that show.
Sinnet, yeah.
Also amazing.
Love.
And Love, Love. So, I mean, I live in Jamaica Plain, so it's literally a mile from
my
house.
Oh, there you go.
It's the only club in JP. it's the place. It's kind of sad, but for me, it's a nice
I know the Midway, yeah. That is pretty much the only place in JP.
It's either that. Where else do you play shows in JP? There's a few sort of things that pop up occasionally where there's a little place called The Haven. Sometimes they'll have
music.
Is
the Milky Way still doing it?
Yeah, the Milky Way is still doing stuff. Yeah,
well, they were... So the Milky Way moved.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's not.
Was it gone now?
It's at the Luna.
Luna. Yeah.
Bella Luna. At the old Heffenreffer Brewery location.
Yep.
In JP.
Yeah, but they don't host a whole lot of live music anymore. No.
They don't have the
lots
space.
Of DJ stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So, you know, but the.
I've been in that room once. Yeah, you cannot fit a band there. Nah.
Exactly.
So, what are your plans for this recording?
Well, I mean, it's
provide you can drag Chuck out of his five other projects.
I mean, in all honesty, it's really I describe it as a vanity project. If I'm being totally sincere, it's just me wanting to do music and put it out. And, you know, like I said before, I have a family. I run a small business. I'm actually a general contractor. I remodel people's homes.
Like mine right now.
So Ken, actually, I got Ken's last job.
Yeah, I saw that discussion on Facebook.
And then Chuck's going to paint it. So
yeah. It's a family
that
affair.
And five bands. Wow.
We just got to get Jay in there somehow. What are you going to...
What can you do, Jay?
Computer program.
Yeah,
he can hook them up with internet.
You can have the drinks delivered. Yeah.
There you go.
But to answer your question, Phil, answer your question, in case anybody's interested listening, I would say that, and I'm just, it's something I really enjoy doing, and I hope the guys with me enjoy it too. And I would, you know, I like to perform and write music, and that's kind of the extent of it. If other people enjoy it, then great. You know,
it's getting some traction. Like, right. There's a PR arm.
We did.
Yeah.
We spent some money just sending it out to radio, and you know, what? Okay, so
you're getting some traction here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi.
Absolutely, we're getting traction here.
And play the record.
Right.
Yes. Right. Multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's more than one local music show here, so that's wonderful.
Phil, you were, to give a shout out to you. You were the first people that responded to it.
And I'm not even talking about my own thing. Dweezil show Saturday, 7 to 9. Hang on. I usually wait until the end of the whole show to plug my other thing. But anyway, there's Sky Bar on Tuesday nights.
Sweet.
He posts local stuff, so I'll recommend you to him as well.
Thank you, Phil.
But yeah, you've had a couple of tracks have some action here at the station.
Thank you. No, thank you. Like that's why we do music. I hope we want people to listen to it. So they played it on the river last night. That was a huge coup. Not to be talking about the radio station.
Yeah. That's going to get censored in post-production.
Good.
Yeah.
And so there was that. And what other questions do you have for me?
Sorry. I wasn't expecting such serious answers.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
About
this record.
It's because he's a lefty.
That explains it.
I think
my mom was a lefty, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, she took everything very seriously, too. Mm.
I think the idea is we're going to play as many shows as we can. Yeah. And just,
okay.
You know.
Yes.
Just more shows than, say, a couple of years ago. When did the Sea of White EP come out?
2014.
So it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that got a really good response. I had previously put out two full-length EPs before that, which did well, and people loved them in certain circles. And
full-lengths aren't EPs, just so you know.
Hey, what did I say? Did I say something?
Full-length EPs.
Full-length LPs.
There you go. Long EPs.
Excuse me.
That.
But then the EP came out in 2014. That was supposed to be a full-length record, mm-hmm. but it ended up being an EP.
No, I remember you posting about it way back, saying, oh yeah, we're making their new record at Q Division. And,
yes.
Oh yeah.
And then a few months later, an EP is coming out.
Yes.
Like, wait, what happened? Yeah.
Well, that was a fun project because I got connected with Craig Small from Airport.
Yep.
And he's quite a talented guy. So he came in and helped with the vocal tracking and, you know, and guitar, adding guitars, and working with him was really a learning experience for me as a musician.
Nice.
So, enough about me. Let's talk about Jay. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
Back to Jay.
stop trying to bring me in on this.
I'm really boring, everybody.
And stop dragging me into the interview.
Yeah.
No.
Making me work on my birthday.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so.
Yeah.
So, Jay.
Hey.
So, oh, hey.
If it's music, it should not be work.
Oh, Jay, what do you say to that?
Well, you haven't played with Peter.
Oh!
I'm kidding. This is all a joke.
He's that guy. Newest member of the band.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not on any of the recordings you guys are talking about. So.
And now you won't be.
Yeah, now I won't be on the next album.
I mean, my finger's hovering over the button. You may not be part of this interview. No, so... So...
Like, when is this going to end? It's my birthday, jerks.
It's almost over.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's well...
The birthday, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Today's only Wednesday. I was going to say, you have the whole weekend, but no, it's only Wednesday.
It's a bummer.
Take the rest of the week off.
Hmm? Oh, no, I can't.
Oh,
I have to practice now for the old school game show.
That's right.
Yeah.
When is that?
Let's hit,
where?
It's no, I don't want to go back into
the
that.
The what?
Oh, do we plug our show? Can we?
So yeah,
we
plug, yeah. Hey,
so
plug it. Plug the show. Yeah, March 4th.
March 4th at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge. We're playing Saturday night, March 4th, with Aloud.
Yep.
Who are a killer. And us.
I believe they're section, releasing right? a 7-inch.
There
day?
Is a 7-inch coming out. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and
oh, wait a minute. I forgot he was in the band. Ha! That guy.
So Aloud is using it as a date to release the 7-inch. Falling Out. It's called Falling Out of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to be Aloud's last Boston area performance. Mm. For a while.
Until their next 3-month tour.
Yeah, exactly.
They are road warriors.
So, come out and see Peter Rozelle in the Academy and say bon voyage to Aloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night.
Mm, absolutely.
Is Charles going with them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, LA does not know what's hitting them.
Yeah. Charlie Murphy.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Charles is great, but he is a character.
Oh, he's
going to get cast in movies.
Yeah, he might just fit right in. He might just fit right in there.
Exactly. Cool. Anyway, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And
I'll
let you break down your equipment and all of that. So thank you so much for playing in our Studio D.
Thank you,
how many
kind
times
sir.
Does this make for you, Peter?
This would be my fourth. I did two acoustic.
Okay.
And this is the second time with a band. And Chuck was with me. That was 5 years ago.
Wow.
Chuck.
Was that really 5 years ago?
The last tenured member, I guess.
2012. When Museum Of came out, my second record.
Oh, that's right. That was when I joined you. You wanted to play shows for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
No, because I remember I wasn't here that night. Yeah. I was listening at home at WMFO.org.
Yeah.
And
it was Heather. Heather Day was in.
Oh, that's right. It was Heather.
Oh, yeah. Bugsy.
Wow.
Bugsy.
Yeah.
Heather. Yes. And Justin played bass with us for a little stint.
Right.
Pez.
Like Pez. 3 or 4 rehearsals.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I can't do this drive from Worcester to
Charlestown.
Yeah.
He's like, my truck.
It was legit.
That totally sounds like Pez.
Anyway. He was. And he was great. Great bass player.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool guy. Hey, anyway.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Here's some body English. 91.5 WMFO.
There's no need to come down. When I come to, you're always pounding my chest, 'cause I tested too much of the powder. And rock and roll. Our knees forgot how to lose it. I still hear you in dreams at night. Shout at me. Do you wanna also fast some empty end? Corporate ruin. You don't strike as a choir in that sort of equity. Well, all the kids are asleep in the Reichstag. They don't hear me. The lullaby's playing too loud. Well, all the smoke is filled.
where you can't remember. The dance in your eyes, the time that we met. You never thought that you'd get permission to enter. You thought it all day, but you didn't suspect. Like all of the other insanities that you invited, it was my pride and not the love that I wanted to crown. I kept you so close that nobody can blame you for being so excited. And rock and roll will save you when I'm not around.
.5 WMFO. That is Rock and Roll Will Save You from the Stories of Earth album from Body English. Yes, that brings to an end another edition of On the Towel with Mikey D. Like I said a few minutes ago, you can catch me Saturday nights 7 to 9 right here on WMFO for the Dweezil Show. I will not be in this week, but on February 11th, you bet your booty I will be on there. All right. I'm going to finish out the show with one of my favorite songs. Came out about 10 years ago. I can't believe it myself. All right. It is the Rudds, Rock and Roll Napoleon. Love this song. Ugh. Have a great night, everybody. 91.5 WMFO.
All bets were off. I was gonna shoot your horse in its head, but you'll do the job instead.